a lot of you do not know my entire story of how I even became who I am today. So, the scripture that we're going to come from will be 1 Timothy 7-16.
Amen.
So, this scripture was brought to me by Pastor T and Pastor J last night. They said that whatever he lead me to, that's what I should go with. So even though I was trying to find a scripture that goes with what I was about to say, it do go with it, but it also I was looking for something that was in overcoming. So even though I slipped through Bible until probably about 10, I just went back to my journal and I flipped the first page, and that's what was on the first page. So 1 Timothy 7:16 have nothing to do with godliness, myths, and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is some of value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have to put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Commanding and teach these things, don't let anyone look down on you. You down on you because you are young. But set an example for those, for the believers, in speech, in conduct, in love, and in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of the scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through the prophecy. When the body of elders lay their hands on you, be the light in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Preserve them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So that scripture is that scripture is basically my life. So I wanted to let you all know that God led me here, and I'm excited to tell you guys how this came together. In 2020, I was preparing to go to the military. My family is a military family. And at the time, I was working full-time at Cookout as the overnight gym. My dad, he does pop-ups. So sometimes he'll come up and he'll just be like, you gonna do this fellow? And then I'm like, you know, it's good. It's good to me. He was like, well, you're gonna have to find something that can't nobody take from you. If school is not, if school is not it for you. So at the time I was going to my family church with Pastor Heath, and I would just be going to hear the word, but I wasn't quite understanding the full word. So, preparing to go to the military, I would basically record myself at Planet Fitness. I would leave Cookout at 4 in the morning, go to Planet Fitness, work out, and then go home and get dressed ready for school. So during that time, I just was doing the things that I knew. And that was basically the stuff that my dad taught me playing basketball. So any workout that he taught me, that's all I was doing. Didn't know the nutrition part all the way, so I just did what normal people would do and just cut out certain things. But with me preparing to go to the military, I told my pastor at the time what I was planning to do. And I had finally passed the ASVAB for the Navy to go and had got the waiver signed for my tattoo. And this particular Sunday, I went to the altar. I hadn't told him that I had passed the test yet, and I went to the altar. So it was three people up there with me, and I was in the middle. And this particular Sunday, he said, his prayer said, God doesn't see fit that is your path. He saw fit for you to be your own boss. He saw fit for you to be a CEO and help people. Whole time I was standing there, I was confused. So normally when you're at the altar, your eyes are closed and your head is down. When he said that, I was looking at him like I don't know what he's referring to. So at the end of the prayer, he also stated that I would find someone that would love me more than I love myself. After that Sunday, I wanted to talk to him so bad, but it was so much he said, I just went to the car, and a few weeks later is when I texted him, and he was like, call me. So I was like, okay. I was like, at the beginning of the prayer, what did you mean? He said, you are already doing it. You just have to put it in action. So again, I still didn't know what he was talking about. So one day, he ended up commenting on my Facebook post. And at the time, I was posting my weight loss journey. And it just was trying to motivate people. So every post that I would make, I would just say, I'm here to motivate you. I'm not a trainer. I'm not. I didn't want to do it. Three other trainers had reached out to me asking me to be a trainer, and I said, no, I don't want to put no one else's journey into my hands. It's already hard enough for me, so why would I put that pressure on somebody else? So April of 2020, I decided to call it and ask her basically like what did you do? Like how did you get it started? And she told me. So I ended up doing everything that she said and I made the LLC. That part was easy. That wasn't the hard part. So I still was working my full-time job when I created that business. I was a essential worker at the time. So I was still working once COVID hit. Once COVID hit, I had to stop using Planet Fitness. And I had a lady named Denise. She was working out with me. And my old sister, Kelsey, she was working with me as well. So I had did all the research, COVID hit, so I couldn't go back. And then I had ended up going out of town one weekend, and I was in Atlanta, and I was stopped at Walmart. Never actually been on the workout aisle in Walmart before. So all my savings that I had with me on my car, I ended up buying everything off the shelf. And when I left Walmart, I called my mama in the car, and I was just like, I bought all this equipment. Can I use the shed? And then she was like, shed? She said, you're going to clean it out? Then I was like, well, maybe. So then she was like, you can use it, you just gonna have to clean it out. And I was like, what's this? So I had to call my uncle, and he said, pay me $100, I'll clean it out. I just spent all this money on this equipment, but all right. So he came over when I came back home, and he cleaned it out. So I started cable fitness with him cleaning out that shit. And once that happened, COVID, a lot of people want workouts during COVID. So I had 10 girls that came to my house, and it was great. It was great, but it was, I didn't even know what I was doing. I still didn't know what I was doing. I just was still going off of a whim. So I still was working both PM to 4 in the morning, and I would train the girls 10 to 2. Whoever pulled up to my mama's yard, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you can work out. I didn't care about the money. Somebody was like, you got to charge them something. And I was like, all right, $50 to $90. I don't care, like, whatever. So, fast forward, it got cold. Somebody want to work out outside in the cold. So my stepdad had called me, and he was like, hey, it's a gym on the east side. The guy said he's looking for trainers. So I went over there. It was a black-owned gym, and it was great. It was the best-looking gym in Auburn, to be honest, and black people owned it. So that was a plus. So I was like, I know another trainer. She work out outside, too, all day. Hey, can you come up here? What are you doing? He was like, nothing. All right, come up here, see this gym. He was like, what gym? I said, just come with Old Harvest on the east side. She came, she was like, yeah, I said, I know. So they only had 20 members at the time. They said, if y'all can boost the gym membership, we y'all can train for free. Whatever y'all make, that go to y'all. So we said, okay, that's easy. We went live. At the time, Lex had probably about 10, 15 clients already outside. I called, messaged people that I was originally working with. I was like, hey, I found a gym. You want to come work out? We can do it. So within a week or so, we had 200 members in that. So, fast forward, we started working. We also brought on another girl, Keisha. She was working with us. She brought on her gym membership. So, it just basically, it sold really pretty fast. And it was a public gym, so that was even better. So, once people got hooked on, the gym was packed for months. And, we started doing group classes together on Saturday, became a triple threat, and that just, it was amazing. It was a great feeling. All while I was still working my other job at UPS. So at that time, I had done quit cookout, and I worked UPS early in the morning, and then I worked training the rest of the day. So, end up meeting D, and lo and behold, became pregnant again. I was discouraged because I never worked out while pregnant. And then I had to tell my dad. had to tell my dad. My dad thought I was coming over to tell him that he proposed. dad is a military man, so.
Yeah.
But I did it. I did it while pregnant. I still worked out a little. Most people thought I worked out a whole lot while I was pregnant. I was like, no, I did, you know, what I could basically do while I was pregnant. But Lex came to me, I'm probably 5-6 months pregnant. Well, I found a gym. I said, excuse me, like, what you mean? She was like, yeah, I'm about to get my own spot. I said, I'm so happy for you, but I'm so mad. I was like, we had done did, you know, so much together. I basically didn't know how to do it without her. She didn't know that. But, yeah. So, fast forward, something happened during that time when Lex was about to leave that gym, and I ended up getting forced out after I was planning on staying. And that was a rough time, because I had at least 70 clients. It was close to 70 people at the time that I was training at that gym, from 5 in the morning to 7 at night. So I ended up having to leave. I had equipment, all the equipment that I had from the shed, I took it to that gym. So I had to end up moving it back to the shed and basically trying to figure out again. I'm like six months pregnant. So I felt like I had let everyone down that I had up under me. So it made me depressed. And for 2 weeks, they was just like, you know, just take off a few weeks and then we'll figure it out here. So within a few weeks, it was very, very rough. He was very good, and his mom said, you know, I always saw you having your own gym. I'm not mentally ready for that. And then again, we got to have a baby, so I was just like, I'm not even ready to be in a headspace. But she was like, you know, we'll help you. So I was like, all right, I see. But I wasn't sure. So even with me just being around the house, trying to figure out something, supposed to be resting, but not really resting, I had a lash appointment that I had forgot about. So I had went to the lash appointment. And after I left there, I ended up seeing a sign that had a 69 number on it. Because any other sign, they used to be the out of town numbers that be on the for sale sign for rent. So this number, it was a 69 number. So I was like, I probably called it. I didn't have a clue what building it was. It just was off the road of me coming from the appointment. So I called. And then they was like, what are you trying to do? I was like, I just need some space for a gym. And she was like, well, what's your price range? And then I was like, right now it's like nothing. Like, you know, the bare minimum would be good. And then she was like, well, we got something that's like 1,000 square feet, but it's inside of a plaza. And the plaza ran off of Johnson Road. It was a bank over there. It was Allstate over there. And it was just some empty buildings in between the both of them. So she was like, you can come in, you can see it today if you want to. I was like, okay. So I called D. I was like, what you doing? You know, you got practice today or something? He was like, no, I'll be home around like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I was like, okay, cool. That was like perfect. Because the lady said that she'll meet us over there at 4 o'clock. He's like, what lady? So then, I had ended up telling him that I saw a number with a building. So we went to see the building, and then inside the building, it had like, it was an open space, but it had like it used to be a salon. So it was like a whole room in there. The man was like, he could tear it down too. So I was like, okay, so that'll actually be 1,000 square feet if you tear it down. So we went home, talked about it, discussed the pros and cons of it, and that Friday, a few days later, it was the building. So that was my first location. Within that first location, we painted that building without power. It was very fun, very hot with me being pregnant. So we painted the whole building. Finally had like the lights turned on. But for some reason I still had to train. I think the lights didn't come on until like a week or so later after we got the building. Yeah. So I started training outside the building. 5 a.m. clients, they was outside, Tony and Katie, they running outside. They like, at least we got some lights, you know, outside the building. They was like, but we all on the east side here. I was like, you're right. We ain't gonna stay here too long, but you know, we out here. Like we here, we have something. So that was a stumping block from where I was at. It was very much a lot of work. We put in a lot of work. We ended up opening August 28th, the day after my birthday. And it was amazing. So I was only there a year, and right before my actual that building ended up going, the people end up selling the property. So I had to pay someone else month to month. So the lease that they originally gave me, they ended up selling the building. So I couldn't have it for the year. So the lady was, they was nice because they knew that I didn't know that had took place. So he had went into foreclosure. And when I told D, I was crying. I was like, I don't know if they're gonna take the building. I had just got it, had just put all this money into it. I don't know what's gonna happen. So when the lady finally called me, she was like, no, we're not gonna take it. I know you just got it. You can't just do month to month. You're not signing it yearly because if you don't know if you want to continue to stay there, we're not gonna hold you because we have other plans. So bank ended up leaving, Allstate ended up leaving, and it just ended up being me over there. So with the people that I had, after I had Corey was at the gym with me every day. Corey did not go to daycare until three quarter months. So I didn't care what I had to do. I was there every day with the baby. It didn't matter. I just, as long as the door was open, the rent, the lights was on, that was all that mattered to me. So even though I had got, at the summertime, the clientele started decreasing. So that's normally a trainer's slow period. And we just have to start, you know, rethinking things. So I had kept telling, I told Alanisha, I had told Ariel, and I want to say it was true. They was the ones in the gym, and I was just like, we need more space. We need more space. And they was like, well, have you been looking? And I was like, no, I ain't looking up. It was just this one building that I wanted, but Mr. Brooks just wouldn't go down. It was really outrageous. But the side of town that it was on, it made sense. And so I was calling him every day. Every day I was calling, asking him about the same building, same price every day. And then Ariel and Tree and Alanisha were just like, you know, it's gonna come. Had no clue that Alanisha was about to go take out a loan for a building. Until somebody ended up telling me that. And I was like, don't tell me that. I know where you at with it, but don't do it. Something else is gonna happen. So ended up calling Mr. Brooks again after they had left one morning and his son picked up the phone. So he was like, I see you've been calling every day from the same building. She was like, have you looked at anything else that we have? I was like, I don't see anything else that y'all have. So he took me to, he was like, what you doing? You got any free time? I was like, yeah. So he ended up taking me to a building that was in Brooks Plaza. And I was like, no, like that's not going to work. I can't even put nothing in the ceiling. And then he was like, well, I have something that just opened up, but it was on the south side. I was like, I haven't been all around here. Like, I don't see nothing. He was like, well, they only just got out of there like 2 days ago. So we ended up going down south. He is with me in this car. We end up going down South Slapping. As soon as we turn into the building, he said, here, I don't know about this. I said, we're not gonna look past what it looked like. Like, we're not gonna do that again. Like, we're not gonna do that. I like, just let's go in. Like, just see. He didn't ever tell me how big it was either. He just told me the price. Now, he told me what it was at the other building. So me, I'm all for what the price is saying. I'm like, okay, all right, we're going to see what it looked like. And the price, what he said, how I looked outside, it made a whole bunch of sense. So when we walked in, we walked through the front door. And then when you walk through the front door, you have to turn. So when we walked in, I had Corey in my hand. And D was behind me. We walked in. I turned this way. I said, get the baby. And I was amazed. The lights were not on in the building when we went to go see it. So when we walked in, I was like, are you sure? Like, the price that you said, you're 100% positive. Like, sure. He's like, yeah, I'm sure what, you know, as far as what I told you. And then we just walking around, and then you could tell it was some men in there for a long time. You could tell it was some men in there. So I was like, okay. He was like, you want to put in an application? I was like, yes. Like, yeah, just let's put that in. So I had paid the rent up on the Johnson Row for like 4 months. So, didn't have nothing. I literally didn't have nothing because I was like, I'm being responsible. I'm gonna pay, you know, even though they told me I was paying money. I was just like, I got it. I'm gonna just go ahead and pay the money up and pay the light bill. That's all we need. That's all. Everything else don't matter. So, we put the application in, and when he had to do a credit check, So he was like, you know, if you do, he said, if you do this and this while you in here, we'll put it through. I said, all right, like, okay, I can try to do that. But I was like, I'm gonna do it. So he put it in and he ended up telling me what all I had to pay up front. So, you know, you have to pay two times the rent and the deposit. So I was like, Lord. So I went to the gym. That afternoon, I was excited, like very excited. I said, y'all, we is about to move. I don't know how we about to move, but we is about to move. So then I started showing the video of the building to everybody. Everybody excited. Everybody like, this is huge. And I'm like, yes. So the next day he was like, you want to see the lights on? I think that'd be a smart idea to sit with the actual lights on. So we had to go to basketball practice. So I asked my mom to come with me. And she was amazed of how big it was for, you know, the price that he said. So she was like, at least it's, you know, it's your stomping grounds. And I was like, yeah, it is our stomping grounds. It's right around the corner from where my grandma used to live and this and that. I was like, you know, I can do a lot over here for our community. So, again, I had no money to put into that building. I think it was like July. yeah, it was like June, July when I signed the lease. So I had been waiting on the taxes since February. So still haven't gotten that. And but somebody ended up blessing, two people ended up blessing me that were my clients. And when they blessed me, they did it after they left the gym. So I couldn't say nothing to them. So I just, you know, was crying that I had the deposit for the building. And I, when I got it, I ran up there and I gave it all. I gave everything. I said, this is all I got right now. I bring back some more. He was like, well, we still got to do, you know, the repainting, take out this and that stuff and to clean the building up. I was like, all right. He was like, long as you pay me by this certain date, it's yours. We had it by that date. We had the money by that date. And when it hit my bank account, all I did was say, you know, God showed me that this was for me and this was mine. But I still never knew how it always came right before I was about to do something. So, we end up opening the gym by August 28th again. And I have been there for 2 years. So it has been amazing. The clients have been amazing. The support has been beautiful and amazing. They just didn't know how much stress that I actually put, you know, on the back burner to even not show them that in the gym. So fast forward, we had Corey. Well, I went back. Fast forward to 2022, I had went through depression again, and it was work was good, but me all around was really bad. I had started having panic attacks. The worst one was when I had Corey and Jace in the car with me, and we was on the way to the gym. And I was just trying to hurry up and get to the gym so I could try to control it. So I had two people that would always be on the phone with me that would control my panic attack. They would just come out of nowhere. And the anxiety of being an entrepreneur is a lot of pressure. It's a lot of work, and sometimes you just feel like it's just you. Even when you have all that support, it just feels like it's just you. So, 2022 to 2023 was probably the worst years for my attitude. I started coming to 3PD off of Family and Friends Day. It's the first time that I visit here. And it was different. It was different when I first came. And I said, I'm gonna try it again. So well, you have to try again anyway, folks. So you don't have a choice but to try again anyway. But even after the three times that she said you need to try again. And Pastor Johnson was my teacher in elementary school. I mean, high school. You're right. In high school. And like he say, his class was different from everybody else. And it was. I used to sit right in front of his desk But no, I didn't ever go to sleep. I actually enjoyed social studies. It's one of my favorites. But his class was always different. Never knew nothing else about him besides what the stuff Chelsea would say at basketball practice. And so once I started coming to 3PD, it was a different feeling. It was like I was at my home church. And it was one Sunday, Gail said, "You look like you need to let it out." And then I was like, "Damn, I'm already crying." She's like, "No, it looks like you need to let it out." And then I was like, "Well, it ain't came yet." So we actually joined the church at the same time. And every time she see me, she just holds me so tight. And now she's like, "You done let it out." So with that being said, 3PD probably was the most safe haven place besides the gym and home. This time last year, it was this weekend last year, was probably the worst one of my life. My attitude is way better. My fear is nowhere near where it used to be. And I felt so ashamed when I let my family down. And I did what I did because it caused so much chaos. Knowing within the family, it caused so much chaos. Because I was just so angry. And I didn't know what I was angry about. So I just want to say that to my family, I am truly sorry. And to the people that I had my head down so long after that time, I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want nobody to ask me. So I just went to work. And the two people that would brighten up the day would be Faith and Latona at 4 p.m. They were like, "This girl is not talking to us." And they would just make me laugh. They would just make me laugh. 5 a.m. would save me because of Tony praying. Every morning, Tony prayed. I just let it out. And it was one day she just had to stand there and hug me. So I'm just truly thankful for what he brought me out of during that time, because them 3 days that I was there, I literally just prayed in my sleep and I just talked to him and I was just like, "I'm just ready to go home." And I would never in my life do this again. So I'm just thankful for what he brought me out of and the path he took me on, because I had no clue how hard it would be when after he said what he said that day. I also had no clue what it would look like today. And today it looked amazing. It looked amazing. So I just want to say I'm thankful and I'm grateful to have people that stood by me. That continues to stand by me.
To the Lord, if you were sitting there thinking I need God to do that for me, what He did for Kiara, now is the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
that's the one.